For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. As of 8 a.m., the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. John Lee, reports that 1,394 COVID-19 tests have been carried out since this was last reported on Thursday, September 16th. There were two positive test results in travelers. The Public Accounts Committee is meeting next week, set to tackle an Office of the Auditor General's report following up on PAC recommendations to government agencies. As part of the audit process, the Office of the Auditor General routinely follows up on implementation of recommendations made in performance audit reports and the subsequent PACS hearings. But many agencies have dragged their feet in responding, some from recommendations made as far back as 2018.
The OAG therefore plans a series of reports during 2021 that provide the PAC with an update on the government's and relevant statutory authority and government companies' implementation of past PAC and OAG recommendations.
As of February 2021, the government had not formally responded to five PAC reports, described by the Auditor General as a, quote, major accountability gap. The PAC hearing is scheduled for Wednesday in the Houses of Parliament. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Financial Crime Investigation Unit is warning residents of a recent increase in scams involved purported cryptocurrency investments. The most common scams that have been reported include those involving romance dating websites and direct investment schemes. The RCIPS says victims of the investment schemes type scams are deprived of additional funds when they attempt to withdraw their returns. They are then informed that they have to pay taxes before the returns can be withdrawn, and the victims often comply with their detriment. In order to ensure that you do not fall victim to these scams, the RCIPS says it is important to be aware of these types of scams and look out for the warning signs. If someone you don't know sends you a message out of the blue about a virtual currency investment opportunity, the pitch claims that a virtual currency investment involves no risk and surefire profits. If either of these are the case, it is best to be extremely wary and to avoid investing any money. It is also advisable not to remain in contact with the person promoting the opportunity. Some local students are asking you to clean up Cayman this weekend.
K-Ocean and Plastic Free Cayman are teaming up with the Mangrove Rangers and Protect Our Future for World Cleanup Day.
We hope you can join us on Saturday, the 18th of September, from 8 to 10 a.m., and join millions of volunteers from around the world helping to remove litter and plastic from our shoreline. There are several locations to choose from on Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman.
Check out our social media feeds for more details.
Again, the event is tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. And now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Google and Apple have removed a tactical voting app from their online stores in Russia on the first day of parliamentary elections. Leonid Volkov, who ran Alexei Navalny's 2018 election campaign, described it as blackmail. A source close to Google told the BBC that it removed the app following threats of criminal prosecution. South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma has lost his bid to overturn his 15-month jail sentence for failing to attend a corruption inquiry. Mr. Zuma had argued prison would endanger his health. Lebanon's new government has cut fuel subsidies as it seeks to save the economy from collapse. The decision comes after the energy minister warned the subsidy was unsustainable. At least 10 soldiers are reported to have been killed by Anglophone separatists in northwestern Cameroon. A further 7 soldiers were killed in the same region earlier this week. The Taliban in Afghanistan have renamed the Ministry of Women's Affairs as the Department for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. During Taliban rule in the 1990s, the Ministry of Virtue and Vice enforced harsh restrictions on women. The New Zealand cricket team has abandoned a series of one-day international matches in Pakistan over security concerns, shortly before the first was due to start. Pakistani officials said cricket fans in the country would be disappointed. That's the latest world news from the BBC.